And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making global headlines. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. One of the biggest dates in the Russian political year is the annual presidential address to the Federal Assembly, seen as Russia's equivalent of the American State of the Union address. There were two big themes when Vladimir Putin took to the stage overnight. One was new domestic spending to try and improve the lives of ordinary Russians and try and reduce the number of Russians living in poverty. At the moment, it is around 13%, according to Putin. And this is an increasing problem for him domestically. The other big theme, as it has been in previous addresses, is big, scary new weapons.
We've been working on this successfully, and when the time is right, we will complete this work. This is a hypersonic missile called Tsirkon. It has the speed of Mach 9. It has the range of 1,000 kilometers and can hit Navy and land targets. Can be launched from a ship or a submarine.
He is announcing a new missile, which he says can travel at 9 times the speed of sound and hit small targets from 1,000 kilometres away. Last year, you might remember that he said he had a new missile that would be able to dodge around missile defence systems. And now he says that he has one that's so fast, missile defence systems wouldn't be able to see it, or at the very least, catch it. The message of all of this is mainly that America and its NATO allies shouldn't provoke the Russian bear because the bear will fight back. Things have changed since last year's address by President Putin because earlier this month, Putin's US counterpart Donald Trump announced that he was withdrawing from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty struck between US President Ronald Reagan and Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987 and led to the elimination of 2,500 missiles with ranges between 500 and 5,000 kilometers between the two countries.
Well, we followed the agreement and the rules to the letter. Russia repeatedly violated its terms. It's been going on for many years. That is why I announced that the United States is officially withdrawing from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, or INF Treaty. We really have no choice. Perhaps we can negotiate a different agreement, adding China and others. Or perhaps we can't, in which case we will outspend and out-innovate all others by far.
This announcement by Vladimir Putin could be seen as Russia's response to that. One of the most obvious effects of the INF Treaty was that it kept American nuclear missiles out of Europe for 30 years. During the Cold War, that was a significant source of tension between the two superpowers. In 1962, America's decision to put ballistic missiles in Turkey and Italy triggered the Soviets to try and put them in Cuba, which led to the Cuban Missile Crisis, the closest that planet Earth has probably ever come to full-scale nuclear war. In his speech overnight, Vladimir Putin warned against America using the end of this treaty to shift missiles back into Europe.
Russia does not have an intention to place such missiles in Europe. But if such missiles are produced and supplied to be installed in Europe, and the US does have such plans, this will definitely create a new spiral in their security system, because the time to fly to Moscow could be between 10 to 12 minutes, and that's a serious threat for Russia.
Putin says, I am saying this clearly and openly. Russia will be forced to deploy weapons that can be used against the decision-making centers that are behind the missile systems which threaten us. Putin himself didn't criticize President Trump's decision to end the INF Treaty, though he denied that Russia had been breaching it. Instead, he suggested, as he has in the past, that a secretive deep state has hobbled the American president. Just finally and briefly, Fran, some news that's breaking this morning. CNN is reporting that the new U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr is preparing to announce as early as next week the completion of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, with plans for Barr to submit to Congress soon after a summary of Mueller's confidential report. This is according to people familiar with the plans. Now, this sort of story has come out before, but this is the second story saying that something is going to come out in late February. NBC reported it last month. So it looks like we could be coming to an end of, or some sort of an end of the Mueller investigation, which is going to make things very interesting in Washington.
Shake things up. Matt, thanks very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan. It's 11 minutes to 7 on Breakfast.